Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump insists his move to ban the entry of people from seven countries is not a Muslim ban and is not about religion. He says it's about keeping America safe. Mr. Trump is limiting for 90 days issuing visas under a policy review. Reince Priebus is the White House Chief of Staff.
If you're coming in and out of one of those seven countries, by the way, identified by the Obama administration as the seven most dangerous countries in the world in regard to harboring terrorists and affirmed by Congress multiple times, then you're going to be subjected temporarily with more questioning until a better program is put in place over the next several months.
The order covers people from Iran, Sudan, Iraq, Syria, Yemen, Libya, and Somalia. Meantime, thousands rallied in U.S. cities and airports against Mr. Trump's travel ban. And the Speaker of the Iranian Parliament, Ali Larijani, through an interpreter, called the travel ban racist.
Putting Iran's name on this list on the pretext of concerns over acts of terrorism sounds more like a joke. It is not a secret that Iran stood up to terrorists on its own in recent years, and some other countries joined it later on.
A U.S. federal judge issued an order on Saturday barring the deportation of people detained with valid visas at U.S. airports under Mr. Trump's executive action. Head of a mosque in Quebec City, Canada, said a shooting there late on Sunday killed six people, wounded eight others. The police say two suspects have been arrested, but no motive is known. After Sunday's shooting, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio said the police department was providing extra protection for mosques in New York City. This is VOA News. A legal advisor to Myanmar's ruling National League for Democracy was shot and killed outside the country's busiest airport after returning from a government-led trip to Indonesia. Unidentified lone gunman killed the veteran lawyer Kony and injured two others in front of the main terminal of the airport. Police have detained a suspect, but the motive is so far unknown. Kony was a prominent member of Myanmar's Muslim minority. A member of the U.S. military was killed, and three others wounded during a raid against al-Qaeda militants in central Yemen that left at least 14 militants dead. It was the first anti-terror military operation ordered by President Trump. A White House statement said the successful raid against al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula captured important intelligence that will assist the U.S. in preventing terrorism. President Trump has said his administration will be moving the U.S. Embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu voiced support for the move. He said the position has always been that the U.S. Embassy should be in Israel's capital, Jerusalem, but such a move would, according Palestinians, jeopardize the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. Currently, no country has an embassy in Jerusalem. Socialists in France have chosen former junior minister Benoît Hamon as their candidate for president.
J'ai la conviction que face à une droite des privilèges, une droite conservatrice.
Hamon said he is convinced that France needs the leftists as they are confronted with the rise of nationalism and the right-wing parties. He says the modern-day left is made up of innovators. Early opinion polls show Hamon trailing four others in the upcoming presidential election. Analysts give the Socialist Party weakened and divided by the widely unpopular presidency of François Hollande little or no chance of moving past the first round of voting on April the 23rd. Forest fires that have destroyed more than 500,000 hectares in Chile have retreated somewhat with the help of U.S. and Russian supertanker aircraft and the arrival of the specialist teams from other countries. There were 118 fires, in which 59 were active. Authorities say in adequate preparation for climate change and a large monoculture, the plantations there have contributed to Chile's worst forest fires in recent history. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.